The deadline for spaza shops and other small food outlets to register their businesses has been extended to February 28th. This was announced during a press briefing on Wednesday by ministers leading the multidisciplinary team in government responsible for the national response to instances of foodborne illnesses and illicit trade. Tuesday was the last day of the 21-day registration deadline implemented last month by President Cyril Ramaphosa, which required business owners to comply or face permanent closure. Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Velinkosini Hlabisa gives an update of their work in implementing the action plan.
In consideration whether or not to extend the registration deadline, the government considers its commitment to supporting small businesses, prioritizing health and safety, ensuring inclusivity and fairness, and maintaining its integrity. The municipal processes of adopting and adapting the bylaws as gazetted by Minister of Kokta on the 7th of November 2024 are highly regulated and need a lot of consultation to complete. Nevertheless, a lot of work has been done over the 21 days of registration period, and as a result, the following has been achieved. Throughout South Africa, 392 registration centers were established in all 9 provinces, and 42,915 applications were received between 15 November and yesterday to be processed for people applying to operate spaza shops and other food handling outlets. Out of the 49,915 applications, 19,386 applications have been approved. We regard this as a considerable progress over a period of 21 days. In consultation with the President, therefore, the government has resolved to extend the registration deadline for all spaza shops and other food handling outlets to 28 February 2025.
The extension comes as outcries for it mounted from business owners, local and foreign. Hlabisa notes that any other extension allegedly granted before this was null and void.
We want to emphasize that registration alone does not mean a business is eligible to trade. To obtain a license or a permit to trade, business owners must comply with all health regulations and municipal bylaws related to conducting a business. I do want to place on record, though, we heard that there was an extension that was done either Western Cape or the city of Cape Town. It could not have been valid up until the president has allowed the extension. South Africa is one country and is led by the government of national unity. There is no municipality nor any province that can deviate on its own. I think that should be on record, that any other extension was irrelevant and invalid. Working together, we can build a safer, healthier, and more equitable food ecosystem for all the people of South Africa.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Demi Buzo.